It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me today is Emma Creason of the Keatsville Can-Do 4-H Club of Sheraton County. Emma, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
My parents are William and Susan Creason.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Where do you attend school?
I attend school at Keatsville R3 School District.
Okay. How long have you been in 4-H?
This is my very first year doing 4-H.
Oh, cool. Were you in Clover Kids before? Or
no. This is
the very first year. You're number one. Good deal. Have you done some projects already?
I've been in cake decorating, photography, arts and crafts, and shooting sports.
Well, you've been busy for first year, haven't you? What's your favorite of all those?
Probably shooting sports.
I'm going to ask you this and tell me the truth, okay? I ask all the guys and I ask all the girls that are in shooting sports, are the girls really better shooters than the guys are?
Well, at one practice, both of the girls on our team, they shot better than all the boys.
I know a guy that's Delmer Croca that's over, he's over the shooting sports for Missouri Valley College, and he's over Saline County. He heads up to 4-H shooting sports in the FFA. He said that the girls are more patient. You take your time and you don't get rattled and don't just raise up and shoot like the guys do, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. How about accomplishments? Have you won any awards?
I got second in the Sheraton County shoot, and I got ninth in state at the state shoot.
Have you exhibited anything at the state fair or the Sheraton County Fair? Did you have any exhibits other than just doing shooting sports?
Yeah, I had my other categories, and one of my pictures went to state, and we saw it at state.
Oh, that's excellent. What would you say, since you've been in 4-H, what's been the most fun thing you've gotten to do?
Probably shooting sports, because my dad, my aunt, and one of my other aunts, they're big hunters, so I feel like I want to, carry on with shooting.
Following in their footsteps, right? Very, very good. Do you like to have you hunted any?
I've gone with dad hunting, but I haven't actually been the one handling the gun.
Oh.
But it's been fun.
What do you hunt for?
We've gone for deer. My aunt comes down deer season every year, so it's fun to see her and go hunting with her.
My dad was a big duck hunter. He loved duck hunting, and we live close to Grand Pass Wildlife. So, what would you say 4-H means to you?
It really means a lot to be part of such a big organization that helps kids with responsibility and independence.
Okay. So if you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
Yes, I would recommend it to them because it'll teach them life lessons for their older years.
Is this something you want to do all through high school?
Yes, I do.
How about FFA? Do you consider FFA when you get in high school?
Yes, I'll probably be in FFA.
Do both of them. So yeah. They work hand in hand. One thing that I always hear and one thing they always say, the one word to describe FFA and 4-H is communication. So do you feel like they've improved your communication skills, making you able to do radio interviews or to be able to talk to other people?
Yes, they have. They've really improved my communication skills.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. I've been visiting with Emma Creason of the Keatsville Can-Do 4-H Club of Sheraton County. We salute all the area 4-H clubs, their leaders and members during National 4-H Week on KMMO. Emma, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.